Aan tafel nemen plaats, dames en heren, Paul Lum en Beth Buchanan. Welkom, Paul, Beth, you can sit here, if that's okay with you.
Yes.
Je hebt je rugzak bij je. Rent of Theater, in navolging van Elvis Who Left the Building. A man in Melbourne is leaving his apartment to talk to complete strangers. Paul, why?
Well, actually, it sort of happened for real to the director of the show. One night he decided to go down from his flat and bring up some strangers from the street and have a party with complete strangers. And he found that it was a very strange night, and that because people were strangers, they were often very personal with each other and very revealing. So he was fascinated with that idea, really, how with strangers sometimes you can actually be more honest and more revealing than you are with people that you know very well. So really that's what this play is exploring. We changed it a little bit so that I play that character and I go out into the street and I meet four or five complete strangers, and it's really just a series of dialogues, me coming across people I've never met before, and it's sort of trying to look at, the intimacy between strangers.
The intimacy, that's the name, the way of the foresetting, intimacy. Why did the director of the show... Why did he do it in the first place? Was it already the idea of maybe I can use it for...
No, it was the other way around. It was just an impulsive thing that he did. He did it with a friend of his. He was living on a very busy street in St Kilda in Melbourne, and above a restaurant, and just impulsively he decided to do this crazy thing and just invite a group of strangers up for a party. And then later, that was probably 5 or 6 years ago, and then later on he decided to make a show about it.
Did he keep on doing that? Did he keep on going on the streets and invite strangers to his place, or was it just one experience?
It was one experience. When we started to research the play, we used strangers that we'd known, that we based it on different people, but we then improvised and we made stuff up. So even though it's sort of presented as if it's a documentary, as if this what's happened, we've actually added fictional stuff through it as well.
And Rent a Theatre out Melbourne, there's Australia. You're one of the players. So you meet this complete stranger.
Yes.
And then what happens?
Well, I think it's two separate characters, maybe even three actually, that I play.
He meets you several times in different characters.
Yes.
Yeah. But what kind of things do happen? What's the intimacy? Paul said you are sometimes you're more honest to someone you don't know at all than to your own friends and relatives.
Yes. Mm. Well, there's one bit where I talk about Paul was talking about how when we were developing it, a lot of it is kind of fictional. It's from all over the place, but a lot of it actually comes from us as people too. And there's one bit where I talk to Paul about insomnia that I suffer from. And that gets it's quite intimate because it's sort of like something that you don't talk about very much, what happens when you're suffering from insomnia, you know? And so just that, talking about that with somebody and how difficult that is.
And then this is one of the possibilities. There's more characters you meet. Yeah. Is it possible to have a little example? Maybe that's the best thing that we can do.
Yes.
You meeting one of the characters and you meeting one of the characters.